You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
Time now for the 5 o'clock shadow with Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital. 5 o'clock shadow, of course, takes its name from the closing time of the JSE Securities Exchange. And we look back at the day with Greg Davies. He told me just before we came on air that he was about to put a toffee in his mouth, something to do with his blood sugar level. And I cannot stand anybody eating, let alone a toffee, while I'm speaking. So I'm going to go through the numbers first while Greg finishes masticating. Banks down a third of a percent. Stop it, Greg. Financials down 0.5%. Industrials down 0.5% as well. Also retailers. The resources stocks were up 0.25%. Gold shares down a bit. Platinum's nearly 1% weaker. And the all share itself up around about a third to 53,409. And the value traded today, 14.4 billion. So relatively light. The Rand is relatively weak. 13.75 now against the US dollar, 17.70 against the British pound, 15.53 against the euro, and the euro dollar 112.95, with the gold price down 7 with that stronger dollar to $1,307 an ounce. Platinum also down by $8 an ounce to $7.92, and the oil price $61.58, down 58 cents per barrel. That's Brent crude in London. Speaking of London, the FTSE up 0.9% with the weaker sterling, and the Dow Jones, as the JSE closed, flat. Greg Davies, calm before the storm, really. Light volume, sort of a strong-ish day, but not much interest. No corporate results or anything, but that's coming soon.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of numbers coming up over the next week or so. The market up 165. It was up 400, it was sort of 45 minutes an hour into trade. It looked like we were going to put a nice rally together. And then as the afternoon drew on, some sellers came out of the woodwork, and especially in the closing auction, there was quite a lot of pressure in the top 40 stocks, knocking those things back. You did so mention retailers, again, down 0.5%, and that's where a lot of the selling has been taking place.
Greg, I was speaking to a friend of ours, an associate of ours. Let's not call him a friend. He's an associate of ours. His name is Anthony Clark, and he's a small and mid-cap stock analyst on the JSE Securities Exchange, independent at the moment. And he said to me, Lindsay, the power's just gone off. And he was in Cape Town. And he said, I was talking to a bloke in Sandton, and I know you're in the Sandton area. He said, his power's just gone off as well. The Eskom story has suddenly escalated throughout the day.
Yes, I was actually listening to an interview with a spokesperson for Eskom this morning, and quite sort of worrying, and it was casually mentioning that we're using our best generators and so on. About 11 o'clock after that, Moody's came out with a statement saying, you know, whatever was mentioned in the State of the Nation doesn't address the big problem, which is the massive debt at Eskom. The Rand slipping back to 13.76. I mean, one of the more sort of humorous Twitter handles was saying, on Thursday, Cyril announces he's going to split Eskom up. And of course, on Monday, Eskom announced the load shedding. And at the office today here, we're a block or two from the middle of Rosebank. We've had no power for 6 or 7 hours. Which is, you know, very frustrating. I think back in Sandton as well, it's been quiet.
So what do you do? You've got your own private generator or what?
Yes, we've got a generator so that the trading and so on continue. Sort of the finer things like air conditioning don't work, you know, obviously to save the generator. And so I've had to switch to my gym clothes halfway through the day.
Spare me the gory details, Greg. What do you do in this situation, though? Is this just a once-off, do you say to yourself, and everything will be fine? Or are we going to go back to those days, what was it, 4 or 5 years ago, when these were rolling blackouts? Every couple of days, you would know. They would tell you it's between 6 and 10, which always annoyed me because I couldn't watch football because the telly was off. I had to drive to a different suburb to watch a football match in a pub. More seriously and far more impactful for the JSE is that if this is going to go on, local companies aren't going to be doing as well as they should be.
Yes, and I mean, a picture which it paints for overseas investors when we are literally unable to keep the lights on. I think, people will take, excuse the pun, a dim view of that. It just doesn't help business. I mean, I'm sure there are massive traffic jams outside the window here because every robot between Rosebank and Sandton is not working.
You'll be having to come in on your motorbike in the future, Greg. With the lack of corporate news and the lack of economic data being released from the South African economy, Greg, what about the top five up and the top five down on the JSE in relatively light volume? What do we see today?
Yeah, interesting ones. Dis-Chem, I see up 4.7%. That is actually due to report this week. So back at 25 Rand 83. Well, if it's, you know, highs of around 31, 32. Sibanye Gold seems to be one we speak about every week, up another 3%, 1464. Effectively, that one's up 50% from the first trading day of January. So just shows you what those things is. And then British American Tobacco, one of my favorites, finishing today at 486 Rand, up 2.4%. Did see a high of 492.80, I'm seeing here. So 500 Rand a share, not too far from here.
A share called Woolworths used to be, what, 102, 103 Rand per share? Your favorite grocer, lovely packaging, beautiful food, etc. Clothing has lost its way, but also it's lost its way in Australasia in the form of David Jones, a department store. You remember those things? Department stores. You used to go to them, Edgar's and Stutterford's, etc. You don't go to them anymore, but they bought it anyway. And the share price now below 46 Rand a share. Below 46, Greg. Who'd have thought it?
Unimaginable. You know, we, as brokers, we sort of have the habit of trying to bottom pick, really. You know, the share was 100 Rand, now it's 50 Rand. You've got to be able to buy it. And of course, now it's 45 Rand 80. Another resignation at director level, which announced 7:30 this morning. That does not sort of sit well with investors. So the share down 3.2%. So it is on our list of the top five biggest fallers.
Mm, indeed. On the upside, you've mentioned Dis-Chem. After that, Mondi. Both the Mondi's in there, British American Tobacco, as you said. Woolies on the downside. Assort on the downside, 3.2%. African Rainbow Minerals down 2.75%. MMI Holdings down 2.75% as well. And Kumba Iron Ore down 2.5%. So all that business of the Vale Iron Ore linked squeeze, sort of out the window, even with the Rand in the high 1370s, which is quite a move.
Yeah, I think the iron ore market is also affected by the fact that it's Chinese New Year and they weren't participating. Like, they sprung back to life today after the New Year's hangover and put pressure on the iron ore price, and then put pressure, which in turn put pressure on Kumba Iron Ore.
Mm, great. Thank you very much for your time this evening. It's been a quiet day, but don't get used to that, because it's going to be very busy on the 5 o'clock shadow in the next few days. Greg Davies is the chief trader at Kratos Capital and the 5 o'clock shadow. We'll be back same time tomorrow night.